Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Let's talk some Stars and Mavs here. Stars begin the regular season tomorrow, but we have already seen the beginning of hockey. We talked about Utah taking it down. We talked about Florida earlier, but Dallas starts tomorrow on the road against Nashville. So what I kind of wanted to dive into that I thought was really interesting.
They're running around. The Stars are running around in the park in Nashville right now.
Are they?
Yeah, there's pictures that they posted up on their
site. Oh, nice. Gotta keep their wind up.
Yeah, hey, I saw a video this morning of Jimmy Johnson saying that if you are fatigue makes cowards.
Yes.
So you be in the best condition, you won't be a coward.
Does he still do those pills that you have to vaguely refer
Viagra?
To?
Viagra?
Yeah, but he doesn't call it that, right? It's like Extends or something. He's like, it's for you, for men.
Yeah.
And they have to dance around. It's a sex pill.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know if it's the ones that, you know, make you feel like that, or if it's the ones where you're in your bathtub, you know, sitting over looking at a sunset with your wife. I don't know which one it is, but I've just always trusted Choppy on that and gone with Blue Chew.
Okay. You know, that's the way that is a great point. Do you guys want to start with the Mavs or the Stars?
Stars.
Okay. For the Stars, they have taken a distinctly different route to reload. I think we can agree both of these teams are just reloaded and still have chance championship aspirations. Yep. Fair to say? Okay. So what did the Stars take a look at doing? Well, they have a lot of young players. Obviously, Wyatt Johnston, 41 points as a Stars rookie. The people are off the page excited about him. And what happened in the meantime? Joe Pavelski retired. So instead of going with more veterans, and I realize they have veterans, and obviously Ben, Sagan, Marchment, Duchesne are all like still a part of this team, but you move on from Joe Pavelski and expanded contribution from Wyatt Johnston. What about Stankoven?
Mm-hmm.
What about Bork? Like, they have said, hey, we feel good about our youngsters. Now, you could also make the argument, and we feel less good about our salary cap space, so we pretty much have to move the youngsters up. But you've seen the Stars are like, hey, We lost one of our older players to retirement. It was probably about time. Let's lean some more on the youngsters.
I mean, a lot of minutes have left the Stars.
True.
You say Pavelski, Dellandrea, Suter, Tanev obviously was that. Foxa, Hakanpaa.
That one still hurts.
Craig Smith, Wedgwood. Like, a lot of minutes on ice are gone. But one of the biggest factors last year for the Stars was they weren't as fast as other teams. They didn't have the speed.
I agree with that.
And late in the season, that gave up on them. You know, like, they still could play their game very well within it. But they didn't have the speed to keep up with these other teams whenever you have what the Oilers were doing to them.
And I realize Wedgwood is a goaltender.
Yep.
And I would probably take Tanev out of this group just because he was awesome last year. But don't you think eventually the Stars view, let's just stick with Bork, Stankoven, and certainly Johnston. And they're like, we think the ceiling is higher than every single other player that you listed for all three of these guys.
Yes, absolutely. And again, add in, they think that there's an element of speed with the youth that comes along with it that they could add to this team that is going to be more helpful to them. Now, the Dumba addition is still, like, he's at the end of his career, but maybe that speed element isn't there, but he's a defensive player, so you're really hoping that he can add some smarts to the game.
He feels like he has Suter written all over him in terms of the potential to become the most divisive player on the Dallas Stars.
Suter was the one that I was like, effing Suter. Every time something went bad, we were all texting in our group going, effing Suter, and then he'd do that one thing good, and you'd be like, but still, all right.
Now, we talked yesterday about how many people are high on the Stars.
Nobody's high. Kevin,
oh, my
let's
God.
Let's just make sure that we sell. At noon o'clock, everybody's on their lunch break, getting ready to go back to work. Nobody's high. Is that what you're saying?
No, definitely not. What I actually am curious about is, are more people high right now or high on the Stars?
Okay.
That is actually a question I don't know the answer to.
A lot of green there in that discussion.
Yes, that is a, man, and surely, look, follow the law and everything.
Follow the law.
Surely there's a strain of weed out there in the Metroplex called Victory Green, right? There has to be. And if not,
hashtag bang.
I really wish I would have filed some sort of trademark for that ahead of time. All right. Who will win the Stanley Cup per The Athletic? And this is why I wanted to hammer home kind of the favorite or co-favorite status. Because here, Edmonton runs away with it, 46%. The next highest team is the Dallas Stars at 21%. No other team in the league is higher than 10.7% via The Athletic. So you see, again, huge, two-thirds of people have got the Stars or the Oilers. Could the Stars finish runner-up? They're also seventh in runner-up. So that means you look at the selections. Almost 30% of folks from The Athletic think these Stars will be in the Stanley Cup final. Whether they're winning it or whether they fall, 30%.
That seems like a lot.
Have the Stars up there. And so that's just another example of, you know, like how much hype is behind them. I know hype doesn't always translate to success, but I guess I'm good with having hype.
I think the element of top heavy with the Stars, like they were so veteran built, you know, that the experience was built into it. That is a little bit of a concern making it through. I guess you're happy Wyatt Johnston's been through it. He's gone through the seasons. He's had that experience. Robertson's gone through it. He's young, has the experience for it. But they were so, I mean, they had that built in where your role players and some of the guys who were very big players for you were veterans that knew what they were doing. This might be a couple of learning curves. So I'm interested that they have them in that check mark. But I guess that goes to DeBoer and what the leadership of this team is right now.
And then I wanted to tell you one more thing about The Athletic before we switch back to weed and then the Mavericks.
No, we're not talking about weed.
Oh, okay.
Although a lot of the texters have now.
They always do. What percentage of The Athletic writers do you think pick the Stars to make the playoffs?
100%.
100% pick the Stars to make the playoffs.
Yeah, with that many people saying they're going to win it, they definitely feel they're going to be there.
And so I'm really excited. We'll talk more tomorrow and get your predictions for the Stars season and everything along those lines. However, I really like some of these answers. From the 214, I'm mostly high on the Stars, but I am a little baked right now. So
good job.
Okay.
Thank you, Alex.
Well, son of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
You guys wanted me to read these.
There's a couple of them that I was really hoping you would read.
From the 817, I'm rolling up that victory green right now. I'll contend that's a Stars cut. Whenever you replay it, I'm like, that's clearly for the Stars. From the 561, seems like the Stars got worse on defense but added some offense in the offseason. All boils down to Otter at the end of the day. LFG. And I'm really curious how his replacements do, because we had all gotten really comfortable with Wedgwood, because one of the concerns I think about Ottinger is how much he has played in the regular season and potentially getting a little dinged up along the way. So if you get good second line goaltending,
oh man,
then you have to feel great about the Stars maybe even having home ice throughout the playoffs.
If you can go a few stretches to give Ottinger that rest that he needs.
Yes.
And, you know, again, his sharpness was kind of, you were like, he's not that same dude. He's not the shutdown guy I expect. But you get him in that place where he can be, man, that'll be huge for this team.
I think that you make a very fair point. A lot of people on the fan text and the Twitch and the YouTube right now are making some very fair points. Let's shift gears to the Mavericks. So we talked about it. The Stars lost a lot of games played, minutes played, like you said. Pavelski leading the pack in terms of probably name value and experience. What about the Mavs?
I don't feel like they lost anything.
Exactly. And so what did they
just added to a championship team.
And what did they add?
3-point shooting and defense.
And they added, let's start with.
No,
you're right. Let's start with Clay, though.
Yeah.
They added an older player.
Mm-hmm.
And where the Stars got rid of a lot of experience and also tried to keep the cost down, and they're bringing in the younger players, the Mavericks went for a veteran. They're like, hey, I'm not looking to get a rookie in here or a second year player to be a starter.
Yeah.
I know a couple of the players they picked up are on the younger side, but the marquee enhancement to this team is Klay Thompson, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what does Klay Thompson bring?
Although Quentin Grimes is getting a lot of love
that
from Najee right now.
That is fair. But Klay Thompson, he's never shot worse than 38.5% from 3-point. His career accuracy is 41.3, and he shot more than 6,000 3-pointers. So you don't get much. He's the Joe Pavelski of experience, just in terms of, he's also won championships, I guess. But just in terms of, like, if you're looking for experience or specific skill set, Klay Thompson's your guy.
The other thing about that is, like, you can look at Tim Hardaway Jr.'s 3-point numbers and be like, yeah, he's got quality 3-point numbers too.
Yeah.
But the difference is the consistency with Klay. Now, is he still that guy? Lots of questions. I think the 3-point shooting, when he sees that there's nobody around him, or when Luka and Kai see that there's nobody, there aren't double teams on them because they can't leak off of Klay. That's one of the things you're gonna realize, and you're gonna go, man, this is really pretty basketball that we're watching right now. And last year, Kevin, with PJ and Gafford, it was two guys coming from teams that had weren't good. And they weren't going to experience playoffs. Now they got the finals experience that they want more of. So that's what I'm looking forward to, is seeing how they take it to another level with their game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
As not just as role players, because I think the two mains, I guess your three mains are Lively, Luca, and Kai, and then the rest of those guys are role players, but they're high level role players.
You know, it's really interesting. I know Klay Thompson is older, but you talked about Najee Marshall and Quentin Grimes. They're 24 and 26.
Yep.
So not old by any stretch of the imagination. The three that we mentioned for the Stars are 21, 21, and 22. So they're like, hey. We're going...
Just out of their diapers.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know if that's...
Compared to like...
That means I am too.
Yeah, compared to like Jamie Benn.
Okay.
Who's been in diapers most recently?
I guess I see your point.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Ben's on his way.
Oh my God. I was worried.
He would punch me in the face.
I was really worried that that is exactly what you were going to say.
Skate at me.
Yes.
But she's almost done before.
You've already run afoul of Jamie Benn in the past. So, logically, you're thinking Luka, Kyrie, Clay, PJ Washington, and Derek Lively to start. Now, I know for a lot of people, you don't care as much about who starts as who is in the last 5 minutes. And we've started to kick that around quite a bit.
This is as excited as I've been about the Mavericks. And I hope that there are a lot of fans out there that can get as excited as I am, because... This is the most talent that I can ever remember being on the roster at one time.
Okay.
And I say that. I know that championship team had a lot of guys, but felt like those names, Kevin, were names where you're like, he might be done.
Yeah.
They just happened to be, they had had that experience and were so close so many times, they were all ready for the win. And they battled their butts off for it. But it felt like they were closing out their primes. This team right here has a lot of people that are about to enter their prime, are in their prime, or just at the end of their prime. And so that's where I'm really excited about where this starts and where it ends. I don't care about the final five as much, because I think the entire game is going to be fun to watch offensively and defensively. That's the thing I like the most.
Now, if you missed our discussion about this in Crosstalk, the one unfortunate part is the loss of Dante Exum. It did get reported this morning. He'll be out approximately 3 months. I do think that's where the addition of Dimwitty comes in as maybe being more valuable than you think. Not to say that they're exact same player, but if you look at your guard group, you still feel like Kyrie, Quentin Grimes, Luka, Jaden Hardy, and Spencer Dinwiddie.
Dinwiddie's role is probably going to be different than it was when he was here before.
Agreed.
And if he can accept the role and understand how, again, kind of like PJ last year, maybe he's not the guy that gets the assists, and every time you look in the box score, you're like, What did he do? When you watch the game, you'll see it. You're gonna go, oh, whenever Luka and Kai are out, he spelled and was able to help as the veteran, help this other part, this other B team go out there and stay close or even take a bigger lead because of the way they play. I hope he accepts this role because I think Jason Kidd has a really defined way he wants him to play.
And I will look back into this. Somebody asked about Luka's injury. I remember when we went over it, contusion. They said they would check him again in a week, but there was no concern that he would miss the opener or anything like that.
I was so afraid last week, Kevin.
I know.
Of a bruise.
Because the
contusion's a big word for bruise, Alex.
That is...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Corey.
Did you? You're welcome. I was about to say, did you really not know that? But
like Bobby had a contusion on his hand. It wasn't broken.
Okay.
Very would have well been funnier done. If it was, though.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next. You know what? I might switch it up just a little bit.
Dare you.
You want to power rank the quarterback power rankings and... How many NFC East players are in the rookie top 10?
I like it.
Let's do it next right here in the fan.
He's out to the right. Two wide receivers to the left. Here's the snap. Arizona breaks four. Plenty of time for Jayden. Throws over to the middle into the end zone. That is caught. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Terry McLaurin, back-to-back weeks for a score in the fourth.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time to... No, not yet.
Just wait, man.
Not yet.
Wait to get this out.
To power rank the power rankings for quarterbacks. Now, we did teams yesterday. Let's run through quarterbacks, and I'm going to also ask you about rookie power rankings, and then we're also going to have a Cowboys ticket giveaway and AM on the FM.
Don't forget, Kevin, that you... We will also be giving away, or Miller Lite will be giving away Cowboys tickets at Buffalo Wild Wings this Friday.
Hell yeah.
But more importantly, if you haven't gotten your Whataburger flag, your G-Bag flag with the Whataburger logo on it, it's gorgeous for one. You can also get those flags this Friday, Louisville, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Mm. Now on the quarterback front, who are the worst three quarterbacks in all of football? Starting quarterbacks.
Okay. Because this is always one of those, like, got to revisit this there to is, figure it out.
There is a trick one in there, kind of.
Feel like Deshaun Watson's the worst right now.
Deshaun Watson, only number 30. So he is only the third worst in the NFL. Alec, care to take a guess? It might be somebody that you like.
Somebody that I like?
Or you like to mention.
Man, is it somebody I like to mention? Steve DeBerg?
Steve DeBerg. I like it.
We were looking for Tyler Huntley.
Oh, Snoop.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Tyler Huntley.
He sounds so excited for a guy that's down at the bottom.
Yeah.
And for
I'm just
like,
happy he's playing football.
He's 31st on the list, and 32nd on the list is Spencer Rattler. Now, that's a little tricky because...
Replacing Derek Carr who has an oblique injury.
Exactly. Gotcha. By the way, just throwing this out there, I forgot to mention it a little bit ago, Nico Collins put on the injured reserve for the Texans. We talked about this yesterday. He was reported to be week to week, and now he's going to be out for a minimum of four games. It's tough for the Texans who, you know, clearly have very high aspirations this season. All right.
Drake May?
Drake May is actually 28th, which has to make you feel sad if you're Aiden O'Connell. So Drake May is getting the shot and they're like, well, you're still better than Aiden O'Connell. So the bottom five from worst to only fifth worst, Spencer Rattler, Tyler Huntley, Deshaun Watson, Aiden O'Connell, and Drake May. Now let's go to the top of the chart. Who is the best quarterback in football right now?
I will, because I'm so proud of the trade that I pulled off, Kevin, and how many points that dude scored me in fantasy football, and I'm back on track, baby. I'm going to go with Lamb.
Derrick Henry said he was the best player in football.
He did. That's true.
Lamar Jackson is number one in the quarterback power rankings per CBS, not per my quarterback power rankings.
Ooh, who would you have number one right now?
That is a good question.
You know what?
Because everyone who has been number one, I feel like has fallen to the wayside. It was Allen. It was Mahomes. And I know that team's still undefeated, but like not necessarily all because of him.
There's nobody set in stone right now.
And that's an true. Interesting thing. And I don't think Lamar Jackson can possibly win the MVP. It is a weird dynamic that we're balancing this year already. All right, Alec, a lot of pressure on you. Corey got number one correct. Will you get number two correct or embarrass the show?
I tend to do that often, especially at 12:40 whenever Mike isn't here. I'm going to go with, even though I might not agree with it, I feel like the national media is really liking what he's doing now, which I kind of understand. Joe Burrow, maybe?
Joe Burrow has worked his way up through the ground to number two on the quarterback power
ranking.
Did you
really just do that?
Yes. Yes, I did. If you push me, I'll give you more jokes. Now,
we asked for less. We asked for less jokes.
Okay. So less jokes?
What are you going to do?
Ask you who number three was on the quarterback power rankings. Look, I know you don't want to hear about the time I was with all of these little tomatoes and I saw them going by. And the mommy tomato were up there and the daddy tomato and the little kiddo tomato was falling back a little bit. And the dad went back there and accidentally stepped on the kid tomato. I was like, hey, catch up.
That's Kevin.Hagland at Odyssey.com. If you would like to send him your complaints.
That joke was in Pulp Fiction. That's a quality film.
Doesn't mean it's a quality joke, Kevin. I feel like Josh Allen can't fall that far.
Okay.
So I'm going to say Josh Allen's still in the mix.
Allen is number four. That is incorrect.
Well, I got one of the top five.
That's true. That's also loser talk right there, Corey. 1, 2, and 4. Who is number three and or number five? Steve DeBerg.
Thank you, Tony Dungy. Dude, Tony Dungy's awesome.
He is awesome. He's the sweetest man alive. I'm going to say Glock Purdy.
I've never heard that.
Is tremendous.
I have not heard that yet.
Oh,
that's funny.
Man. Gunslinger Purdy, man.
Yeah. Okay, I like it.
He is number three, and Baker Mayfield is number five. And
where's Sam Darnold?
We'll get to that in a second. He did have a terrible game this past weekend. A lot of mixed results from the 2-1-4. That was a goat joke right there. From another 2-1-4, as Kevin's nemesis, Boo.
From the 469, Alec absolutely kills me with the timing of turning off the background noise after a bad joke. It's because he can see it from a mile away. He's like, oh, this is Kevin preparing one of his jokes.
I need him to soak in it, too. Like, just take in how bad it was and the reaction. The best reaction is no reaction. I need you to sit in silence and think about what you did.
Yeah.
Hey, I talked about LinkedIn yesterday. I accepted like 12 to 15 people on my LinkedIn yesterday. And Corey, you gave out my email address. We get this from Richie. Corey can shove it when it comes to your jokes.
Corey can't.
Keep them coming, good sir. I like it.
Jaden Daniels.
All right. You mentioned Baker Mayfield. I mentioned Baker Mayfield, and you seem quite thrown off by that.
Yeah, I'm not really in on the Baker Mayfield stuff.
Okay. So Baker Mayfield is up to number five. And Sam Darnold slipped four spots to number eight. He did have a really, really unimpressive game. I know they still won, and they're 5-0, and I'm sure Sam Darnold will be the first to tell you, don't care.
And he beat the great Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, well.
In London.
Yeah.
So badly that their coach got fired.
I'm sorry. We just heard a CBS Sports Minute like an hour ago, and it's like, they just need Aaron Rodgers to play like Aaron Rodgers. And I was like, no, you're going to lose.
Kevin.
Freaking bum.
Hey, I love the word bum. I think maybe that's the reason. Woody Johnson was like, we lost to Sam Darnold? Dude that we cut? Are you kidding me? We got rid of Sam Darnold. Now he's beating us in London. You're fired. I think that's what it was.
I cannot confirm nor deny that, but Aaron Rodgers told me it was not his fault that their coach got fired. All right. So top five goes like this. Lamar, Burrow, Purdy, Josh Allen, and Baker Mayfield. Where do you go from there, and where do you think Dak is in this conversation?
Did you say Jaden Daniels?
Jaden Daniels is number seven. Sam Darnold is number eight.
Okay. We haven't said Stroud yet.
Nope. CJ Stroud is number nine.
That seems low.
You still haven't said the biggest name in the NFL either.
Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes is number six.
He's not playing
right
great.
Behind Baker Mayfield.
That's weird.
That is weird. I do not think it's inaccurate.
He's not playing great, but he's. I still don't trust anybody else aside from maybe Lamar right now. But even in a game versus Lamar, I still have to see Lamar beat Mahomes playing Lamar's game, not playing Mahomes' game. I stick to this. Last year in the playoffs, they tried to change Lamar Jackson for whatever reason.
Yeah, I still don't get that. And it cost them the Super Bowl.
They tried,
or at least being in the Super
Bowl. They tried making him Mahomes, and that didn't need to be the case. So that he's not playing well, but Kevin, he's still... he's like Brian Flores. He's the boogeyman. You know that he's inevitable. He's going to happen.
From the 469, keep the jokes coming. And from the 817, I think Kevin might be the one who is smoking weed. So Dak Prescott comes in at number 10.
Seems pretty accurate.
So I always like to look at who's right around that player to see if you do still think this is an accurate barometer.
I feel like Kirk Cousins is going to be around there.
Yep.
You said Stroud was in there.
So right before him is Jaden Daniels, Sam Darnold, and C.J. Stroud. Right behind Dak is Kirk Cousins, Jordan Love, and Geno Smith.
I think...
Does that feel about right?
A lot of those names are interchangeable.
Okay.
Quite honestly.
Okay.
I mean, Dak, look, a lot of people will, and rightfully so, I want to make this clear, rightfully so, for some of the mistakes Dak made in this game. However, he made some damn fine throws to win the game against Pittsburgh.
Now, when we look at the top rookies, Bleacher Report put this list out. And so what I wanted to get y'all's thoughts about is there's no Cowboys rookie in the top 10. But at number 8, it's Quinyon Mitchell from the Eagles. Number 2 is Malik Nabers from the Giants. And number 1 is Jaden Daniels from the Commanders. Do you have any issue with 1 or 2? And does it just make you nervous? I know we're only 5 games in, that every other team in the division has a top 10 rookie except for the Cowboys.
Oh, man. That is very interesting. I don't have a problem with Daniels being, you said 1.
Yeah.
Who was 2 again?
Nabers. Those 2 make a lot of sense to me. Jared Verse.
I would like for Guyton to be one of those top 10 rookies right now. But no, man, like they drafted well. They were in position to draft well, too.
They were.
Cowboys, and because they weren't good last year. Cowboys kind of had to settle for what was left, but took what they said they wanted. So, no, it's. I think that's kind of where the Cowboys are.
The rest of the top 5, Jared Verse from the Rams, Zach Frazier from the Steelers, and Brock Bowers from the Raiders.
Dude. That catch and touchdown that he had was awesome.
He has been very, very good this season.
As expected.
Yeah, absolutely. Quick question. If one of the Cowboys rookies was going to make it on this list, your preference is Guyton, right? As opposed to BB. I know some people have different ideas of what makes an offensive line go, and they think you build from the inside out, and you would want your center to be the one that is in the top 10.
Before I get to that answer, okay. Kevin, let's give something away!
877-881-1053, caller number 10.
Right now!
I was not even prepared for that. We're giving away a pair of seated tickets for Cowboys Lions, courtesy of Miller Lite. 877-881-1053. We did the giveaway in the 10 hour. We're doing another giveaway right now. If you did not win and you still are looking for those Cowboys Lions tickets, Friday at Buffalo Wild Wings, Miller Lite coming through yet again. You can register to win a pair of tickets there. So congratulations to all the winners so far. Best of luck if you're calling in right now.
All right. So, and I wanted, the reason I did that, Kevin, is because AM on the FM's coming up, and I wanted to make sure that he had some time to get to that. So I'm going to take some time to discuss it, because brought us, again, consistently, quarterback, guy that gets to the quarterback, guy that protects the quarterback. Those are like his 3 places to start. But he talks about, you also want to tailor your team to your team.
Sure.
And if your quarterback feels best when he's protected in his face, then you want to start in the middle of that and then work your way out. That totally makes sense. If your quarterback's like, no, I just need somebody on the blind side taking care of me, then you take care of his blind side. Those are all important things. I think BB's done a remarkable job growing into this role very, very quickly. And I would probably still start with the outside because I got to stop that dude. If the opponent, more opponents are probably going to have edge rushers than they do have Aaron Donalds
or okay, Dexter Lawrence. Okay, I can Lawrences. See that.
So more, and again, tailor it to your team, tailor it to what your opponents are, and you do usually start building your team to what your division is. And if your division, because you want to win six games, you get six games that you feel like you can win, you're starting at a good spot and you feel like you can piece together enough to get to the playoffs.
Now, one of the things, a couple of things came up here that were really interesting. First of all, for the person who asked about Jared Goff, Jared Goff is number 14. I know he had the perfect game in their last outing. I think his stats, especially his interception to turn or his touchdown to turnover ratio, has been disappointing thus far this season. So I understand why he's only number 14 on the list thus far. And
he caught a touchdown pass, though.
He did.
So
I don't know how much
where is he in the receiver rankings?
I don't know how much that factors in. And then I want to read this from the 972. Y'all are idiots with your QB rankings. Any discussion that does not start with Mahomes makes you lose all credibility immediately. Come on. Just a reminder, in case you missed the beginning of the segment, that's CBS Sports power rankings.
I do believe you said not in your, wasn't in your power
rankings. Really wanted to make that clear. And then a follow-up question for you, Corey, about our giveaways from the 469. I was number 9.
Oh!
F my life. I think I would rather be like caller 1 or something like that, because then you're like, oh my gosh, I waited a millisecond or I went a millisecond too soon or whatever. Like if you're caller 1, you're like, oh, well, you know, I got in, but I wasn't going to win. If you're caller 9, you like reflect on every little thing that could have been done.
And I do want to also point out, you can't like call in early in the segment and hope to be
correct
on the line when that happens, because Alec just kills all the lines.
Correct.
And then turns them back on whenever we do that. So usually that's how it works.
And then I have gotten numerous emails about this.
They just sending you jokes? Is that what's happening now?
From Danny. Headline, joke. You said the Pulp Fiction joke, and I appreciate it. From Brett. Headline, jokes. Corey is a silly rascal for giving you such a hard time about these jokes.
I love that person.
Corny jokes equal great jokes. Love y'all, man. And thank you for the shout out about my promotion 2 Fridays ago. So in addition to LinkedIn requests, you have now facilitated me getting emails. Here's another one. He said, keep the jokes coming. And then somebody on the text said, they're threatening you, Corey. If you don't fall in line with the jokes, they'll add the E back to your name.
I do want to add this. A, your email's getting deleted by Kevin. I just want to let y'all know.
Read it and process it and perhaps respond to it.
If he responds, you made it. I'm just telling you, if he responds to you, you made it. But he's definitely deleting your email.
That's true.
He'll never keep an email around.
That's why I talk about accepting all those LinkedIn requests. I can't have those things just sitting there waiting. My brain will not allow it. So right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. 1 for Alec, 0 for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Before we get started, let's show some love to our most recent giveaway winner. That is Kevin in Fort Worth.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think you would approve.
No, I don't. I don't live in Fort Worth, and I'm also not eligible to win. By the way, Alec, I know we just talked about it, but if you missed out on the giveaways today, Friday, multiple giveaways, Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville. We'll be giving away G-Bag flags, courtesy of Whataburger, and then Miller Lite is going to be doing that Cowboys ticket giveaway. So outside of just seeing us, it's going to be happening, man.
That phone number that you just flooded to try to win those tickets, you can text in 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line to answer today's question of the day, 4 a.m. on the FM. And just want to throw this out there, too. If you try to email me, I will not delete it, as I have 5,772 unread emails.
Unread?
Yep.
Do you know? Okay.
I feel like there's a publisher's clearinghouse email you should have read in there somewhere.
Corey,
maybe. Still?
If you want to look at my screen, you can confirm. In my inbox for work right now, I literally have zero emails.
Zero.
In my inbox for my personal email, I have about 14. Every single one of them is related to the show today, tomorrow, or Friday, in addition to the one Vrbo email I have in there as we're still trying to figure out why they booted us from our spot in Vermont.
Let's see. My personal email. Kevin's going
to
hate this.
I'm just telling you, in case you're newer to the show or you've never heard me say it, I have OCD. Like I got diagnosed with obsessive compulsive disorder as well as depression a really long time ago. I take medicine for it. Some days are better than others, but there are things in my life that I'm like, I just need them to be like this. Like when me and Jess got married, I said, if you don't want, we don't have to combine our finances. I just need you to know if we do combine our finances, I need to be able to run them. Cause that's just like, that's just how I have to have it, or else I'll go crazy.
See, I'm super like, I don't want to say OCD because it's not diagnosed or anything, but I'm just like obsessive over certain things.
Okay.
But there's a lot of things that I probably should be that I'm not, like my personal email that has 26,385 unread emails.
What?
So just wanted to make your day by reading that. And that's factual too. I'll send you a screenshot just to make you even more happy.
Please God, don't. When Brandon was little, he was like 4 or 5. He moved one of the little like toys on his desk like an inch. And I go, hey, why did you do that? And he goes, that's just where it needed to go. And I was like, oh no, he's going to be just like me. Well, flash forward about 15 years. We are most definitely not the same. See, when it comes to that.
I get that way about my like collectibles and stuff on my shelves.
Okay, I can see
they
that.
They need to be perfectly spaced apart. They need to have the exact same amount of space in between each little diorama, or I'm going to lose my mind.
I'm sorry, Alec. We have to take a pause real quick because this Nimrod sitting next to me has sent me 11 emails since you said that. Here's what they say. Hey, sup, yo, do not delete. How many is this? Question mark? Sorry, forgot the question mark. Lots of unreads. Wonder how many I can do before, and that's all I can see on the subject line. And then do not delete. And Corey's one of the people whose picture pops up with the email. And I'm just like, there's too many.
Oh, he's taking it right out of Peyton Russell's playbook.
He's got to spend more time deleting all the emails. The last one was do not delete this mass email. Like, don't delete them all at once. Oh, you have to individually do one at a time.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Corey.
The question of the day today before we do a choose your own path on an audio adventure here. Yesterday kicked off, it feels like they do a million of these a year now, but Amazon started their Prime Days yesterday. And I hope that this is where some of the answers I'm going to get are going to reside and why these are happening. But what is something you purchased recently that you're not mad that you did it? You just can't justify it at all. 877-881-1053, Twitch and YouTube. Want to hear from you as well, because I made a purchase yesterday right after the show ended. I think it was like an $81 Amazon cart after all the deals and everything. And I got some stuff I actually needed. But there were two things I totally did not need, but I'm not mad I bought them. A new radio for my nightstand, because I've had the same one forever and I just got a really good deal on one.
Is it a clock radio?
It's a clock radio. Oh, yeah. And this one, it does all the same things as the one I have right now. I just think it looks cool. So I bought it and it was half off. So there you go. The Dude, second thing.
The look cool. That's the part of Amazon that gets you.
Yes.
Because you're like, that looks cool. And then you've ordered it. And then you're like, you forget about it for a few days. And then it's there.
See, this one's like black wood grain. So it matches my nightstand. Oh, so it's going to look like it's like built into it. So that's what got me was I was like, a wooden clock, even though it's totally plastic. Awesome. But the other thing I got.
I can't with these people on the Fantex right now, Alec. I'm sorry. They're answering your question, but also I have 92,413 unread emails. I'm trying to get to 100,000.
That's too many.
My Yahoo email has 141,939. And from the 682, I have 178,000 unread messages. How is that even possible?
That's an achievement.
I like that that person has a goal of getting to 100,000 unread. Like, they're like, I'm just waiting, just accruing these over time as we go along. I appreciate that.
Can I tell you a purchase that is about to be made, but it hasn't been finished just yet, that it was probably too much, but I don't hate it.
A new Verbo?
No, golly. An inflatable giant Undertaker for Halloween. So my wife was like, hey, what do you think about that? And I was like, oh, dip. We should get that. And I was like, hold on. How much does it cost? And it costs to the point where, like, you probably shouldn't buy it, but it's not the end of the world if you do buy it. And I love The Undertaker, and I love Halloween blow-ups, and same thing for Christmas to put outside your house and stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that you bring those up, because in the next segment, I'm going to talk about an order from Amazon. I am going to bring this up. That it's just part of a discussion, but... So I told y'all a while back, because it was during your segment, AM on the FM, I have become a nerd about plants lately because my father-in-law is a master gardener. Well, what he does, he brings all these plants, and again, my wife will kill them, so I have to keep them alive. So I recently ordered a soil moisture meter. I don't need it. I can just stick my finger in it and see if it's wet or not. But a soil moisture meter lets you know exactly how wet it is. And that's something that was suggested to me so that I can always see if, like, the plants have roots that are down, you know, low or high, and where the moisture is there. So that's something I recently got. It wasn't too expensive, but I don't know why, like, I got it. Again, because I can just feel it for myself.
Yeah. You know, usually whenever I check mine, I go with two instead.
Oh, but, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good way to do it too, because you're
you need a second opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, thank you for that. Really great insight in there from the master gardener, or you could say master something else. Something else I got in that purchase yesterday that I totally do not need, because there are other ways to achieve this objective. I got one of those ear cleaners that has a camera on the end of it. That you attach to your smartphone.
You want
to
see in your ears?
I mean, I just want to get a good clean, you know? So, okay, look, I don't need that. They have the wax candles that you can use, the Q-tips, even though you're not supposed to use them, but they still get the job done. Yeah, or you can just go to an audiologist. That works too. It was $15, and it had 4.5 stars.
It needed to be bought.
It had 4.5 stars on like 20,000 reviews.
Earwax is gross to me.
It is gross, and that's why I want it out.
I feel like because I wear earbuds so much that my earwax doesn't build up. It just gets stuck in the earbuds.
Exactly.
And then I clean those out. So I haven't had to really clean my ears in a while.
I could see that.
But I also can't hear anything, so maybe I do need to clean them.
Yeah. What's the number of reviews where you feel comfortable? Like, assuming the score is good across the board, does it need to be like 1,000? Are you okay with like 50?
After a couple hundred, I feel like you're past the point where the seller is like, hey, we'll give you a $10 gift card if you give us 5 stars. You know, I feel like you're past that point if you're getting into the hundreds.
My buddy Rick, who I used to work with at Channel 8, just texted and said, I've got that ear thing too, and it is awesome. So...
Look at that. That's all I needed to hear. Thank you.
There's at least one person out there.
Who knew? Let's see. From the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, some of the purchases you have made that you can't justify, but you're still happy that you did it. From the 972, this was me when I had a Camaro back in high school. Bought an intercooler for my car for $800, and they said it didn't look right, so they bought a bigger one for $1,200.
Wow.
See,
that's awesome.
I was always doing stuff to my car back in high school that I was like, I don't need to do this. I have a minimum wage job, but I'm still going to do it anyways.
Yeah, I was working as a waiter, and there I was, like, lining my inside of my cars with LED lights or whatever. It would be LED lights now, but I can't remember how we did it back then. They were just blue bulbs. I wanted everything in the car to be cool looking. I would have a stupid CD player that would get stolen because... You know, one of those that would flip out and it would hide and everything, but then my car would get stolen all the time. So I was like, whatever, man. Maybe I just need to get What was the thing that you would put on your car?
Oh, the club.
The club.
Yes.
Did anybody?
Once I did, actually,
the club?
I got, my dad was like, here, because my car had gotten stolen twice. He was like, just take mine. And it worked, dude.
There was a
until
time.
Until I couldn't drive because I forgot where the key was.
There was a time when it took like 5 minutes to get out of your car because you might have had to take the CD player out.
Uh-huh.
You might have had to put the club across the steering wheel. You might have had to put that giant shade across the front.
Windshield visor,
yeah. There's like a lot of things you needed to do to get in and out of the car.
Say from the 682, a new set of TaylorMade clubs and a PS5. You got money. From the 972, let me borrow 20. From the 972, a heated toilet seat with a bidet. That's a game changer right there. I wouldn't know. I don't have either of those, but I'm assuming it's a game changer. Lots of good stuff. This one, I did the same thing last year on Prime Day from the 561 Philips Hue light bulbs. So you can change the colors in any of the rooms and whatnot, like through an app. I put those in my bathroom. I don't know why, but I did. And now my bathroom is blue. So
from the 682, a Yeti cooler. I try to convince myself to justify a $500 cooler, but at the end of the day, it's just a cooler and I'd be happy with a Coleman. I will say, I do. Adrian bought me like a little Yeti cooler to take to the beach, and I love it. I really do love it, but I'm also looking at it going, that beer hopper is pretty expensive. You know, like that is a pretty expensive thing. I really could have just put a bag and some ice or whatever, but I do like it. It looks cool.
Thank you very much, good sir. Always entertaining AM on the FM.
And tomorrow, real quick, a long tease. John Gruden has a new hobby, and it's terrifying.
I love it.
You're going to hear it tomorrow.
Interesting. Couple of quick NFC East notes for you. Word is Cooper DeJean is expected to start at nickel over Avonte Maddox for the Eagles. And then Kayvon Thibodeau, Kayvon, if you're fancy, underwent wrist surgery. He'll miss some time. He's considered week to week. We just talked about this with Nico Collins. Week to week landed him on injured reserve. With a KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Let's self-scout the Cowboys just a little bit, and also let's scout what we're doing in the stands. Next on The Fan.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.